Hey, it worked finally. Everybody, welcome to episode 27 of
Eight.
28? 28? Yeah, 28. My calendar's wrong. It's lying to me. Welcome to episode 28 of Podcast Lost in Space. We're a little low energy today, but we'll make it. And real quick, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/plis, P-L-I-S. With over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, MP3 player, blah, 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 blah. We'll talk about that again. Yeah. We're here. Alyssa's half awake. I apparently am tired today. I was fine until about 20 minutes ago. And then I got comfortable and was like, it's nap time. This is the first of the two of the, like, bi-weekly podcasts.
Yeah, it is. It's different.
Ha. Huh. It's 27.
It is 27?
27. Ooh. It's 27. Newman can't make it for some reason. We'll yell at him. Yeah, so we're here. Alyssa.
Yeah.
Why are you so tired?
Well, last night, Cap and Delta had our White Rose formal, so just like homecomings and proms and stuff, you're get ready early and then go and go to a pre-thing, and then you go and we have dinner and then dance, and it was a late night, and I'm tired, but it was fun, and that's actually kind of been what most of my, it was just Greek week, so we did it. We had so many Greek events, and right now my life's been pretty much consumed. It's been nice because my school hasn't been very busy, like my schoolwork and homework, but it's about to be. But I've been so busy with like sorority events and Greek events, and right, the reason this is early is because I have to go to an awards thing, and then I have a meeting, and it's just a bunch of things wrapping up the school year, the usual end of the year shenanigans. So 4 weeks left. So you know, I'll be home in 4 weeks.
Wait, if it's four, why was mom yelling at me to move in this week?
Who knows?
You want to be there 2 weeks before you got there?
She's just excited to have her house full again.
And she's yelling at you. You say that, I got yelled at.
Okay, well, she's excited for me to come home.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. Zenny, how have you been?
I've been good. I've been volunteering my butt off these last 2 weeks because as of right now, I have about 9 more weeks until I can't volunteer anymore. I'll actually only be at the place that I volunteer for like 10 and a half months, and I signed up for 12 months, but I'm finishing like the amount of time that I was supposed to do in those 12 months in 10 and a half months, so I'm just volunteering a lot recently, and then I'm selling off furniture and like packing, so I've been doing a lot of packing. My place is actually about halfway packed up right now. It's really cathartic to be going through stuff and like organizing stuff that I actually want to keep and that I, you know, I don't really mind if I let go of. So, like, I'll sell that stuff and then stuff that clearly, like, I just need to get rid of it. I never got around to it. I was like, I can keep it. I'll get it fixed. And I clearly haven't. So, might be time to let it go. But, yeah, so I've been doing a lot of volunteering, kind of prepping for my move in the next couple months, and kind of just getting ready to move in general. So, yeah. It's been busy.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
And I've kind of just had, not a lazy last 2 weeks, but it's been work. Last week was spring break.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't do much more than work. Although I went on a hike.
Nice. Where'd you go?
Twin Falls.
What?
The Twin Falls Trail.
Oh, that's pretty easy.
Yeah. Easy, except when you haven't done a hike in 2 years, and oh my god, ow.
Yeah, that's a good way to start with, though.
So I bought a Discover Pass, because we were going to park. We're like, oh, there's no day. We went to a different trail first, and we were like, oh, there's no little thing to pay for the day. Fine. Let's just go up to North Bend to the ranger station, because that's the only ranger station I know of.
Mm-hmm.
It's by the Discover Pass. Our goal is to try to go hiking at least 4 times, because that will meant the Discover Pass paid for itself.
So it's cool.
But I did like that. I'm doing kickboxing now with friends.
You're more active than I am right now.
We're working on it. We're trying to be. We're hoping to maintain it, is the other thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did yoga. That was really fun, except now I haven't been able to go back because I've been so busy, but I love yoga.
I'm actually, right now, where I'm moving to is, because I'm moving to Colorado, is pretty, outdoorsy, so I'm actually getting ready for all that type of stuff when I move there.
The bag that I bought, because it was on sale, for a $30 bag that I got for $15.
Yeah.
No, I got for $10, and I got a water bottle. But it was like, because we went hiking, and I have the little crappy drawstring backpack.
Oh, yeah.
That I took from the city of Calgary, like our little bin to give to kids. We all had swiped one of those because we were like, we need a bag.
Yeah.
The drawstring came untied 3 different times.
Oh.
Water bottle leaks. So, my butt was wet because I was...
Get this! My hip. Alex, get one of these. They're so great. Oh, that works.
I went with a great normal person water bottle again. But it was all these little things like that where I was like, okay, I was not prepared for this hike.
Mm-hmm.
I went with Taylor, and she walks all the time. So she was like, "What are you?" Me and Jasmine are like, oh, my legs, ow, this hurts. And Taylor's like, why? Fine. And then we came down, we did kickboxing that day.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, we didn't do leg day. We skipped leg day that day.
Probably a good idea if the hike hurt.
Yeah, we'd done leg day. So that's kind of that. And now I'm moving back up to North Bend. I started doing that today. I packed a bunch of stuff yesterday and drove it all up there. I'm moving back up there to be with Mom and Dad. And I'm getting yelled at by my mom because she's like, I'm taking my time. I'm not in a hurry. It's not like the family I live with wants me out of the house or anything. They're not like, get out. So I'm like, okay, I can just start taking bits and pieces up. And Mom's like, you need to come up here now. You need to have moved in yesterday. And I'm like, well, why? I don't...
Yeah. He's lonely.
Dad's home.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm not in a hurry. And she's like, well, how did you know? I'm like, no, I'm like, I got no reason to hurry.
Yeah. I get that.
But it's funny because I did all of my dress shirts and kind of my cloak and some of my... Moved all that up there today. And I'm like, well, I've got still what I need to live here, and it's a much smaller pile.
Yeah.
But it's still, two big piles. And I have 3 different hockey bags, and I'm having to reuse one hockey bag. Because one hockey bag's in the garage full of T-shirts that I need to go through and throw out. Another hockey bag's full of my martial arts gear.
Okay.
So I have one hockey bag I can use to move things.
Yeah.
This is kind of leading us into our topic.
It definitely is. So who wants to introduce it?
Alex.
Of course. So yeah, we're on account of we didn't really pay attention to the news in the last 2 weeks. So, and the news I paid attention to is all gaming news. We're going to talk about moving because that's something we're all actually doing.
Yeah, we're getting ready to move.
Or getting ready to move, or whatever. It was that or me and Senny talked about grad school stuff, and Senny just made me look like a loser because I barely tried for my grad school stuff, and she's been busting her ass. So, moving!
I'm sorry! I didn't mean to!
And I don't know grad school, so...
I don't know.
I hate moving. Let me just start there.
I kind of like moving.
I don't mind it.
I've moved a lot more than you have, though.
Hmm?
I've moved a lot more than you have in the last few years.
Yeah, but that's because I, made the choice to not have to move a ton.
Well, it wasn't that, it was...
But you're also, you move, so distance-wise, I'll be moving more than you. Times, you'll have probably moved more than me.
Well, I mean, if you count back and forth in Calgary, maybe not.
I think I'm still the farthest.
Probably. Right now. For now.
For now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, go.
But Yeah, so I actually kind of like moving, which probably makes me the weird one in the bunch, and that's actually, like, it's really cathartic for me to go through my stuff, because I'm moving via a tiny little Mazda hatchback, and that's it. Like, that is all the room that I have, so anything that comes with me, I have to love it, need it, or it's being media mailed. If it doesn't meet those, like, three criteria, it's not coming. End of story. So... which has been really hard because I have a lot of, like, my dad has a bunch of furniture that he's like, hey, if you want to take this, you can have this. And I'm like, no. Thank you, but no. Because, you know, it's going to be a long drive and it's going to be me and my dad. And I know he's already kind of been like, oh, you know, like, we'll just pack it up to the gills like we did for when I moved up here for undergrad the first time. But, you know, for me personally, I want to move and I want it to be as seamless and as easy and not stressful if possible, because it's already going to be stressful just because it's a giant move. So yeah, there's been a lot of no lately. I feel like a two-year-old.
No
more furniture, because I'm selling all of my furniture right now. Like I already sold my bed. I think I mentioned that in a previous episode, and like I'm selling like everything that I don't need. It's really weird. I'm selling cooking gear even. Super weird for me. Love my cooking gear.
I still had a whole bunch of cooking gear, which was nice when I went to Calgary because I took a bunch of it with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But since I got home, I've been living with friends, mm-hmm. so I didn't need it. And just like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, Mom went through all my cooking gear and took whatever she wanted for her RV or for her trailer. So mm-hmm. she shopped, and so I don't have any cooking gear left.
Oh, but you're going back to the house.
And I was just like, well, I mean, now what's left? We might as well just throw out and I'll just have to buy, I'll just start over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you finally move somewhere else.
Yeah, and get me everything I need. And I, half the time I was like, oh, I forgot my meatloaf pan. Fuck it, yeah. It's a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm doing the move back home from college. And I am luckier than Senny because I have a bigger car than she does.
Yes.
So I have more space, and also I'm moving home for a couple months, but then coming back, so I have a storage unit here that I just got yesterday. Yes. No, Friday.
Are you moving via car, or are you just taking like a, oh wow, you're driving the car back with you?
Because
wow.
My car's down here, so I need my car. But my dad's flying out, and then we're driving back the Friday, because I don't have finals on the last Friday, so we're leaving Friday and then driving back on the weekend. Mm-hmm. But when I first moved from my childhood home, I didn't pack until basically the house was sold. No, until my mom was putting the for sale sign out, I think.
Yes, because Mom threatened to start throwing out your stuff.
Yeah. So I'm not really a fan of moving. I'm so excited, though, because I wasn't a fan of moving out of my childhood home. But I feel like this one's different. Like, it's always just complicated because I brought stuff out here that I've never worn or used. So I, too, am going to do the thing where, like, I just get rid of shit because I don't want to have to bring it home and I don't want to have to keep it in my storage unit. Mm-hmm. So I have to, like, purge things. But at the same time, it's like I've been living in this room, and so I have a lot of, like, little tiny trinket or, like, random shit that I have to go through and throw out. And I keep, like, every receipt. So I'm going to probably, like, go shred that at work. And I don't know. It's just a lot of the little things. And then I don't know. I'm leaving, like, some of my winter clothes here, so I have less to take back, my boots and stuff. But then at the same time, my jeans just ripped. I have paint all over my leggings because I made this giant poster thing for Greek Week. And I'm like, do I go buy new ones, or do I just wait because I'll be home soon? But then it's like, yeah.
How do you make 4 weeks without jeans or leggings?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm kind of in that weird where I'm like, I don't want to go to this grocery store and buy some stuff because I literally have 4 weeks left. Or like, I have to live with XYZ, or can I live with XYZ for 4 weeks? And also, now that I have to start packing, like, I think I'm going to start packing this week what do I pack that I'm not going to need? That's where, like, I'm at. But then at the same time, it's like, how do I pack and have boxes in this small of a room and not drive myself crazy?
I have a suggestion for you, by the way.
What?
Closet.
I don't have one.
Yeah, you use that, and you start to, like, the shoes that you pack, you start moving stuff to your storage unit that you don't need, and then you start, like, slipping boxes in and then putting your shoes on top of them. Yeah, no.
Good idea.
I never take my shoes with me.
Kind of important.
That's the other really weird thing is, so I've been with I've been here for 15 months, year and change. So, I'm doesn't really feel like, you know, I haven't actually been like, well, I need to move, got to move back home. Like, in Calgary, I was done, right? I was moving home.
Yep.
This one, I'm literally just kind of changing locations about, but also, I'm going to be coming back down here, like, 4 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I was walking around the kitchen being like, what am I forgetting? And does it really matter? Because I'll just come down one day and be like, oh, that's my mug! I left that here. Like, this is the first time, because I'm moving out of a friend's family's home, it was kind of like, and we weren't moving houses, or they're not, like, I'm like, oh.
It's not like they're going to trash anything that you leave.
Well, it's not like they'll know that it's not mine until I come back one day and be like, shut up, bitch, that's my mug.
Yeah.
You know, like, they'll just be like, oh, yeah, I guess this is, like, I'm leaving an iron here deliberately because they had a shit, like, one that was, like, a 1970 iron.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here, guys, I'm never going to use this one. I'm going to leave this here.
That's nice.
And I'm not dissing your current one, but you need a new one.
Yeah.
I don't know how to take command strips off, so I'm kind of interesting for that adventure.
Google it first.
Yeah. Seriously. Because I'm really scared. I have a lot of things hung up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot. Google it first.
And then my other thing is, like, I'm moving in, not back into a dorm when I come back, but into my sorority house.
Yeah.
So now I'm working with my current roommate, who's going to be my roommate in my house. Like, what do we want? What do we need? Like, we have a rug, so we're going to keep that in my storage unit. And now it's, like, figuring out logistics. And, like, my mom was saying, like, look for some stuff while your dad's here. But then if you, like, miss any, like, because I need a desk or something.
I'm trying to get them to go there, go with Dad to pick you up.
Really?
That's another person in the car, though, having just space.
Exactly. Yeah,
and also it's...
I mean, no offense, Alexander, but, like, I personally, I have such a tiny car that I'm kind of like, does my dad need to come with me?
No,
I could use that space.
I don't want to go.
It'll be nice because when I come back out, we're going to have our RV with us, and so
some of
our in the RV. So that'll be kind of nice, but it's interesting, but I'm just really excited to go home. I miss home so much. But then it's weird because I feel like I'm temporarily going on vacation to move back here, which is
actually what you're doing. You're moving, but you're not really moving.
You're going on vacay.
Yeah.
For a couple months.
Yeah, that's college student life.
In the last 5 years, about 8 times.
How? Oh, school.
So, I moved to university. I moved to the dorms for a year when I went to UW-Bothell. Moved home again, which is one of those not quite moves, because when you're on the dorms, it's not really a move.
But you stayed home. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Moved back home. Then about a year later, we moved to North Bend. Maybe more like 6 or 5 or 6 then. About a year later, we moved to North Bend.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to purge then. I purged once, I purged again, I purged a third time. Then I moved from North Bend to Calgary, so I had to purge again.
Wait, if you've only moved 6 or 7 times, we've moved the same exact amount of time.
In the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Then I moved to Calgary. Then I moved home and had to purge again, although barely. Then I moved in with the Simmons in Redmond.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved to Issaquah. And now I'm moving back up to North Bend. Yeah, I've hit a point where I don't have anything to purge.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, but it means the shitty part of moving is all that's left. They're trying to get all the damn books in the same box. I know they fucking came in that box.
Because you bought more.
Yeah.
Well, there's part of that, yes.
You always buy books. I know this.
Break the computer down.
Yeah.
You know, take the art off the wall. It's the kinds of moving that are not fun.
Mm-hmm.
The parts, you know, finding that one damn sock in the corner that, you know, you're like, oh, son of a bitch, that's where that was.
It's actually the one thing I'm not looking forward to is taking down all my artwork. Because, like, the minute that I do that, like, I'm, like, this isn't my place anymore to me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah. That's
gonna be weird. Yeah. I've got my three little pieces still up on the wall.
Yeah.
Mom wanted me to move those first, and I'm like, no, those are the last thing. They go out the door with my computer and me.
Yep.
Everything else moves first, because up until the moment those are down, this is my place still.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I get that. Yeah. Oh, can I just say one thing, by the way? I'm so excited for this. I have made the decision that I'm getting rid of my current printer. Not because it's a bad printer, but just like...
It costs $40 at Walmart or Target for a new printer.
No, I got it 5 years ago. Like,
why is that exciting?
Okay, so I have the father who is like, okay, I know you're probably going to be moving again, so don't forget to keep your printer box, don't forget to keep your monitor boxes, so I have all that stuff. Mm. And, like...
Monitor boxes would have been a really good
boxes
idea.
Boxes take... Yes, they would be. Printer boxes especially take up so much room, and I definitely, every time that I have moved, it's been like, you know, I put the printer in the thing, and I put it how it's supposed to be, and then I pack clothing around it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way I'm not losing shit tons of space. Yep. But at the same time, like, that's still a lot of room that something's taking up that I could buy when I get to the new place.
Yeah.
And it's never been a super big issue because it, like, a lot of my moves were up to my college, back home for a while, because, like, I came up for the summer before I was technically a student. Right. At this school, so like I made that move and I put the printer in the car and it wasn't a big issue, but like I'm moving across the country, anything that I cut that comes with me, like I have to love it. I don't love that printer, so it's not coming with me.
And I'm kind of excited. Do you need a printer?
What?
Do you need a printer?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, because I bought a cheap printer in Calgary and it's just sitting in the garage now.
No, we get like $15 of printing, and it actually is really, like, it lasts.
Yeah, we got that too. I still use the printer because I didn't want to go to the freaking library.
You're lazy. We have so many places to print that it's like...
Also, yeah, but you're in the dorms.
So yeah.
Like, well, no, still, we have, like, on campus, like, and I have a class in where our giant computer lab is next semester. Oh, I signed up for classes! Yay!
Aww.
That's exciting. I forgot about that.
But, yeah, it's one of these things. Moving is a weird thing, and it's not something I enjoy.
I don't mind it.
In terms of changing your space, too,
mm-hmm.
It's never been fun. Like, it hasn't ever been me moving to a place that I'm excited to live in. Like, even when I moved up to Calgary, I'm like, I'll try this for a little while. But it wasn't like, hey, I got a great apartment, you know.
I haven't found my apartment yet. Huh? That's like this, so that's the best part about my moving right now. You guys both know where you're going. I have no idea what apartment I'm going to live in yet. I haven't signed a lease. Because, well, so where I'm moving to, they do a 90-day thing. So you're supposed to tell them like 90 days before you move out. But they just like, that's the norm there. And that's totally not the norm here at all. So I'm like fighting to find a place. And I think I may have found a spot, but we'll
weird,
see.
Yeah.
When are you moving, Sunny?
So, that's still up in the air, too. it all depends on the type of GA ship that I get. If I get a full year GA ship, then I'll be moving up, like, late June. If I get a scholastic year GA ship, then I'll be moving up early August, like, right after my birthday. So,
a few weeks difference, but
It's only a couple weeks difference, but it's just enough of a difference for it to be like, oh, my God. Shit. just like mind-boggling, oh God, what am I doing type of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Also, because I don't have a place yet, it's kind of difficult for me to be like, I'm going to keep this thing, because, like, I don't know what I'm going to have room for.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, like, the only furniture that I'm planning on keeping is my desk from IKEA. If my boyfriend doesn't need it, if he needs it, then I'll just get a new desk when I get there. But, you know, like, I can deconstruct it, so it'll be fine.
It's fun.
Huh?
IKEA's fun.
I like IKEA. I like building IKEA furniture.
I wish we had an IKEA closer here.
Yeah.
But it's also nice, like, I'm happy because I'm going from a dorm, which is, like, you have your bed, you have your closet, like, mm-hmm. you have XYZ, and then you have, like, the lounge furniture or whatever, to a sorority house, which is still, like, you have the designated living area, like, living room space, mm-hmm. and then you have your room where you have a bed and a closet. You don't have a desk, apparently, so that's cool. I have to get a desk. But, like, I don't have to worry about too much, no. which is nice. But then I have friends, like, our other roommate, mm-hmm. roommate here is, like, I don't have a bed. I don't know where, like, am I sleeping on the floor when I move into my apartment and stuff, and I'm just kind of,
buy a bed or a futon.
Yeah. I'm just kind of, like, feel lucky. I'm
buying a car stage now, trying to find a car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a pain, because, like, cars cost a lot of money, and they cost a lot of money up front.
Yes.
And also, I just haven't started doing it because, like, that's something that's so adult that I just don't understand.
That's how I feel about getting an apartment. I'm just like,
I don't know. Apartments aren't super hard.
I'm just kind of like, maybe I'll just live in Kappa Delta until I graduate because I don't want to grow up.
I mean, you can.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of people that do.
I actually considered moving on campus where I'm moving to. For a while.
It's worth it.
For me, it wouldn't be that bad because I could kind of be like, hey, I want a graduate student roommate. And I would have my own room, but it would be like a suite mate situation. Yeah. But I'd have my own room. I could ask for a graduate like student as my suite mate. So it wouldn't be that bad. And let's be real here. Like, I'm going to be living on campus pretty much 80% of the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's something like, I wish I'd, like, I was technically on dorms at UW-Bothell, but it was still, it's finally, about mm-hmm. 5 years later, about, well, 3 years after graduation, grown out of being a commuter school and starting to settle into being a proper college. University.
Mm-hmm. So you never got the dorm experience.
So, well, we were in apartments, so, like, one of the things that Newman would talk about is he would just leave his door open for the first, like, 2 weeks of
mm-hmm.
year while he was there, and people would walk in and say hi, and, you know, he met people, like, some of his best friends that way.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, if we did that, we'd be freezing to death, because it's fucking September mm-hmm. in Washington, and it was a cold September.
Yeah.
And it's different, like, I have kind of a weird setup here where it's not like a hallway and, like, rooms kind of thing, and with Alex, it was like, you're in apartments and stuff, so, like, it doesn't, like, really work, I feel like. Like, I don't know most of the people on my floor and stuff, so, and I'm an upperclassman dorm, too, so, like, people don't really, going out of their way.
Yeah, no. Upperclassmen dorms, honestly, like, especially if there are graduate students or seniors there, frankly, like, it's not that they don't like you, it's just that they're like, we need to get shit done, go away.
Yeah.
Going back here, because I was just in the library for the last 4 hours doing a research project, I'm going to go to bed or play games for, like, another 2 hours before I go to bed.
Or they're on their computer and literally, like, they're going to go do something, and that's their only free time, and they're just like, no offense, been working, bye-bye. So, yeah, but...
I feel, like, it's so nice, like, to me, it's nice knowing that I'm gonna move, like, when I go home for the summer, I know I'm just coming back to Fargo and mm-hmm. stuff, and that'll be nice, but I feel like when it's my senior, or, like, I'll probably be here, like, 5 years kind of thing, but, like, it's gonna be, like, shit, where am I going, doing that, where am I going to get a job, I don't know, like, it depends on where I get a job and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of interested about that, but, like, for the next three years, it'll be home, Fargo. So that's kind of
nice. Which is a weird, but that's something that's university for you.
Yeah.
Normal university.
I'm also really curious to see, what it's like moving back after being gone for so long,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, like, with the whole, like, not living with your parents thing, because never experienced that yet before, so.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex gets to experience that, too!
What's nice, I will say, what's really nice about not living at home, mm-hmm. A, our walls suck, their soundproofing was shitty.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it other than rip the walls out and put new soundproofing in, which is not worth the effort. It is... Mom and Dad still will be, you know... If I play games till 3 a.m., even if I'm just playing on my own, because I don't have to be up till, like, 11 tomorrow, I'm going to get yelled at for that. Almost guaranteed. Because that's what Mom and Dad are just... That they'll be like, are you kidding me? And I'll be like, why does it matter? It'll be little things like that. That'll be, even if I get a car and don't have to worry about fighting with Dad about a car, it'll be little things like that that I know are going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or the fact that, you know, today I just ate a bunch of Ritz crackers because that was what I felt like for breakfast.
So unhealthy.
Wow. It is.
But I was being really lazy about, like, just, I was like, I just, no. Actually, that's not true. I had crepes today.
Ooh.
Because Mom fed me crepes, but
I think that's gonna actually, like, speaking of food, I think that's gonna be a big issue for me when I move out to Colorado. Not because Colorado doesn't have food or anything, but, like, I'm so used to being able to drive home for the weekend and have the stuff. Like, you know, there's a dim sum place that me and my dad have literally been going to since I was in middle school, I think. Like, and I can't really come home for the weekend and just be like, I had a crap day at work. Ah.
Big news. I found a good Chinese place in Fargo.
Nice.
Did not know it existed, and it's kind of far-ish, but it exists. So that was cool.
That's nice.
But, like, yeah, adapting to, like, the
different
culture in each place
food.
Is weird. Okay, you're, like, Colorado's, I feel like, kind of similar to Seattle, but sort of. I don't know.
I mean, so, I've heard that personality-wise and, like, temperate, like, it's very similar, but I'm also going from a temperate rainforest area to a plateau desert area. Like, yes, it gets snow, but it's technically a desert.
That was actually the biggest thing moving to Calgary was finding the food places. Because it is. It's like you get into the thing of, even now, I just went to the Herfies in Redmond that I've been going mm-hmm. to for years. The owner came out to talk to me.
Yeah.
Because I've been going for so many years to the same damn little places.
Yeah.
My favorite sandwich shop closed, which sucks.
That's so sad.
I can hear Alex the echo.
Yeah, okay. Sorry about that. I moved the books out of my room, and there's mm-hmm. an echo now, even though there wasn't an echo before the books were here. I don't know what happened. But it was just one of these, that was weird, and I never really found a food place in Calgary, which is part of what made it not quite feel like home.
Mm-hmm.
Once you find a food place that you were like, I can go there, I don't mind going there every so often. Or frequently, you know, that I'm like, okay, I'm home again.
Yeah. That's actually something I plan to do when I get there, is essentially just spend the first couple days probably eating out a little bit to see if I can find a place that's worth it.
Yeah, that'll be nice. It got easier once I got to know people, because they'd be like, oh, I'm going to this place, you want to come? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, what is that? Like, I've never been there. Sure, I'll come. So.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to really quickly do this read.
Cool.
If I need to put on headphones, somebody tell me. So, for you listeners of Podcast Lost in Space, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you an opportunity to check out their service. Where's my phone? I should have done more. prepped than this. I had I reactivated my audiobook my Audible subscription, because I had it turned off for a while because I was like, I don't know what books to buy, and I just kind of reactivated it because I had been adding to the wish list. So what was the last book? So because everybody keeps letting me do this, and I'm a sci-fi nut, I'm going to recommend Barbarians at the Gate by Christopher Nuttall. Stop downloading. I hit the wrong button. It was just a really solid, like, military fiction piece, but it was also a really, not lazy, but he just kind of was like, hey, yeah, everybody's renamed after Roman things, and it's a republic, and you're a successful military general for the republic, and the republic's going to try to kill you. You know, like, it was really ham-handed in some places, but it was a nice, it's an old story that's kind of just familiar. Mm-hmm. But it was really well done. You cared about the characters, even though you were like, I know what this is.
Yeah.
I know what the story is. I know how this is going to end, because this is just Rome. So that was my little piece. I don't know. Sunny, do you do audiobooks? You seem like you should.
I should. I really should, actually. And you need to put on headphones.
It's not me. I did, and it's still happening.
Sorry.
But yeah, no. I don't use audiobooks, but I'm thinking about doing that, especially since it looks like I will be driving a lot in the near future.
Yeah. That's why I started, was my move back from Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
I bought an audiobook of one of my favorite books, just a book I was really familiar with, because I was like, I don't want to have to focus on a new book while I'm driving.
Yeah.
So I bought an audiobook of just an old book, a book I was familiar with, and put it on. And then, of course, I had to get all six of the rest of the books in the series, because I have a problem.
A little bit.
Alex is a bookaholic.
Yes.
But actually,
he got all the book genes, because I actually just finished a book and I read it in 3 days, even though it was only 200 pages. But I was really proud.
Oh, I forgot. Don't forget to download your audiobook. It's at audibletrial.com/plus.
Rockstar.
I completely forgot that. Yes, I was like sitting there thinking. I'm like, I forgot something.
But yeah, no. Actually, maybe I will use audio books for my move. That sounds like a good idea. Actually,
my mom does.
It's surprising because like it was a 12-hour drive from Calgary,
mm-hmm.
and in 12 hours I could have read 3 of the books in the series.
Yeah,
but having it read for me, it was like a 25-hour book. It's like a.
I mean, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, because you can speed it up a little bit. You can speed it up a little bit if you need to. But it was so I got home and I'm like, well, I've got like half the audiobook left. So I just gotta listen to the rest of the audiobook now.
Yeah, this is gonna be a 20-something hour drive for me. So. Yeah.
The drive from here to home, North Bend, is 22 hours. So Dad and I are going to make 2 stops, so we're not driving 11 hours each day.
Yeah.
We're going to drive like 8. Yeah, like 8-ish hours each day. I think the last one's going to be like 7, a little under.
Yeah. So, well, from where I am now, it would be like a 20-plus hour drive. And then from where my dad lives, which is probably how we'll go down, of like, I'll drive down there and be like, hi, for a couple days before I leave. Because my birthday and everything, it's like an 18 or 19-hour drive from there. So it won't be too bad.
Are you stopping somewhere?
So, yes, because my dad wanted to do it in one day. I refuse to do that because either he will get hurt or I will get hurt. Like, from pushing ourselves too hard, or we will get mad at each other, because I love him, he loves me, like, we're very, my dad and I, like, I was raised by a single father, so we're, like, super close, because it was me and him pretty much for most of my life, but the thing is, we're both very outspoken, and we both have opinions, and
I mean, that's the nice way to put it.
That side of his family, we kind of come from, like, steel mill workers, and we're very German, So there definitely is a tendency on that side of the family to, like, talk over each other.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to be in a little itty-bitty car with him. So... Yeah.
It is nice doing that. Like, I did the road trip out here to move out here with my mom, and it's actually really fun if you can move with somebody.
Food.
What?
They paid for food.
Yeah, that too. Oh, yeah. Yes. I asked because a lot of kids here we go down to Frisco for our championship game, and it's 18 hours to Texas, and they do it in one day. But then there's, like, six of them in a car, so they, like, switch off and stuff. Yeah. So.
Well, I'm also... I love my dad, and he's not ancient, but I recognize that he is not, like,
young.
Super young.
I love when you start the conversation with, I love my dad, but...
Well, you know, like, I'm recognizing his age, and, like, even I, honestly, after driving for, like, 4 hours straight, my knees start to get, like, tense after a while, you know? Like, they just... So I don't want to,
I love road trips. Love road trips. I did a...
I hate road trips.
My boyfriend at the time went to school 5 hours away. Mm-hmm. Me and I drove down there a couple times. And I don't know. I loved it. I, like, turned the music up by myself. Yeah. I'm jamming, and it's fun. And I actually...
I can't turn the music up with my dad.
Yeah. See, that was fun. My mom's pretty cool. So we were, like, rocking out some music, and that was fun, but... I love road trips. So, I'm so excited for the drive.
We've all moved a shit ton.
Yes.
To different locations, different things. What is the one lesson you've learned? I'm asking this not having thought of a lesson myself, because of course, but what is the one big thing you've learned?
That you don't need all the shit you think you do.
That's actually, that's pretty much what I was going to say, of, sometimes, there's usually at least one thing that is going to make your move hell, it like a piece of furniture or like a giant bag of whatever, but there's always one thing that you don't need.
Yeah.
That is going to make your your moving just utter hell if you have to have that.
You could literally you can always buy something unless you're living or moving to freaking Antarctica.
Even in Antarctica, I'm sure.
You can always buy something. If you forget something, you can always buy it. And also, I don't know if you'll be able to see it. There's, a thing right there. It's, a drawer thing. Mm-hmm. I bought that because I was, when I get to Fargo, everybody's going to already, take them and stuff because it's, college town, everything. Well, no, Target's smart and, stocks up, and so they don't run out.
It's not stupid.
But, my mom was like, okay, well, if you want to buy that and take that now, then we're going to use it and, pack shit in it. And so use it. So, use your containers in your spaces. I have this little foot thing that, footstool thing, but, it's a box that you can put stuff. You literally pack everything into everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Especially if you're moving in a car.
My big one that I've picked up isn't actually about moving, because it is a matter of, look, just throw all your shit out. Throw out all the shit you're not going to use. Go through all the t-shirts you need.
I don't do that.
Well, go through all the t-shirts you haven't worn in, 6 months.
Yeah,
or, a year or two. Don't keep them in your parents' garage, because then you don't have a hockey duffel bag. hockey bags are awesome. But yes, it's when you get to where you're going, spend the first few days, setting up, if you're moving to a different country, setting up a freaking bank account and getting your freaking birth certificate, because we didn't bring it with us, so I had to get blah, blah, all that. But walk around your town. Walk around. The places you are. Not drive, because, even as much as I like driving, because it's way, less energy than walking, walking around the town gives you that immediate kind of mental map of the area in kind of a more tactile way. That was the big thing I always kind of picked up.
I'm actually going to add on to that, too. Enjoy where you're leaving before you go. I know that sounds kind of cheesy to be enjoy it before you, leave it, but, actually do kind of make some time to enjoy the place that you're leaving before you leave, because that's going to probably make it a lot easier when you do leave, because it's, well, I got to walk around that one park that I love walking around before I left. I got to do this. I got to do that. You know, it makes it a little less hard where you're sitting there and going, I could have done this, but I didn't do it.
And, like, when we were talking about food culture and stuff, mm-hmm. like, go to your favorite restaurant. If you're moving to a landlocked state,
sorry, I muted it. It unmuted itself, apparently.
If you're moving, like, from a coastal state to a landlocked state, eat frickin' seafood because you're not going to want to eat it in the landlocked state. And, like, I got home so from true. Christmas, or, like, for Christmas break, and I ate so much salmon. I was like, ah!
I had a lot of sushi.
You can't get it. You know, and like,
Calgary, or when I got home from Calgary.
And just remember, you might not always be able to get things that you always get back home, so, like,
fucking good pizza! I couldn't get good pizza in Calgary!
Aww.
That's sad.
That is kind of sad.
I can't get poutine here!
Yeah.
I have good poutine in Bellingham.
Real?
Well, you're, like, right next to Canada.
Proper cheese curds and...
Yeah.
Okay, she's right next to Canada, so...
Oh, that means nothing. Being right next to Canada means nothing. I'm just going to say that right now.
I want good poutine. Damn it. Now I want good poutine.
I know. I want salmon. Why do we talk about things we can't get
Senny,
where we are?
Senny, I'm coming to visit you.
Actually, I'm sorry. The Senny Hotel is now.
Day trip.
Yeah. That's probably been the hardest part about moving for me. I'm now having to tell people straight up that they can't come visit me because I'm, like, it's literally, like, unless you want to buy a piece of furniture from me, no. Like, I don't have the money because I'm going into pauper mode for graduate school because the finances are going to be tighter, obviously.
My student loans cover all of my pay. I'm so happy about that.
Well, I could get a ton of financial aid and, like, student loans.
But why would you want to be in debt?
I've gone through undergrad with no debt, so my goal is to get through graduate with less than $5,000 of debt.
Meh. I have...
We'll see if it happens.
$12,000 in debt for my undergrad. You know, another $12,000 is not going to put me on where most of my friends with their bachelors mm-hmm. are. And I'll have a freaking master's. So that's true. I don't care enough to make it.
But, like, no, I'm being in the middle of moving means that I don't have the room. Mm. Nor I sold my bed, so I'm sleeping on the futon. So anybody that comes up has to sleep on a blow-up bed if they stay the night here. Yeah. And currently there's no room to set up the blow-up bed.
Just a real
mess.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm kind of waiting. I don't know. I got to figure out what I can and cannot pack. Definitely, I think, officially, knock on wood, because frickin' Fargo is bipolar. I think winter's over, but we'll see, because I hear that, like, it snowed one year in May. But it's been in the 60s, so that's cool.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to start, like, packing up my, like, winter mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. Maybe keep, like, one or two things.
That was the worst part about moving home from Calgary, was that we got there... And it was the day after the first snow of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I left, and we had had gorgeous weather all week. And as I hit the mountains, a massive fucking storm moved in. And so I'm driving through the mountains, which are really wide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the rain's coming sideways.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I haven't seen rain in 6 months.
Oh,
and now
months.
There's rain.
It's great for me because every time I drive to and from Fargo back home, mm-hmm. it's going to be in the summer. So,
yeah.
That's sick. Because somebody was telling me,
sibling
like,
love.
Going through, like, Grand Forks, which is, like, 45 minutes north of here during the winter mm-hmm. is, like, hell. And yeah. I'm like, well, I'm never going to have to deal with that.
Coming
so that's
across
cool.
the passes is a pain in the ass when it's...
Yeah. Yeah. So.
This is true. I had to do that for one of my interviews.
Oh, yeah. All right. I think we're tired, although we managed to fill almost 50 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know how interesting parts of it were.
Yay, moving.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe we should give a guide to people after we all move.
Yes.
That'll be. Here's my guide.
August
don't.
Vlog is just moving.
Yeah, I mean,
actually.
That's actually a pretty good time to put
actually,
it up.
Though.
Actually, though.
Yeah. So, thanks for listening. I know it was a little low energy. I was a little zoned. Alyssa was probably a little zoned.
Yeah.
Ron,
I'm thinking about puppies.
Ron, where can they find you?
Me? AlyssaP.com. Check it out. Buy me a coffee. It's my photography site. I am working on updating it and adding a sports photography because that's what I've been up to. And I got Photoshop! Finally! So that's really exciting.
It's expensive.
Yeah, but I get a student discount, which makes it better, and Daddy loves me, so he paid for it.
I mean, I know where I could have gotten a good freeware version of it.
Well, I like secure stuff. But yeah, so hopefully I'll be doing that, but probably I'll update it when I get back home and have more time.
Probably like after finals, so that you don't kill yourself trying to get everything done.
Yep.
Do it all at once. Sunny.
Hi, so you guys can find me on Instagram where I post random pictures about my life and things that I'm doing puppy that pictures aren't in here. And recently there's been a ton of puppy pictures. Actually, if you follow me, there's probably going to be a couple more because I'm going on a walk with a puppy today. Super cute puppy. Anyways, but you can find me at SEAE789. You'll see my lovely little face. That sounded really weird. But yeah, follow me and I don't know, see my adventures.
Yeah, all right. And then you can find me, if you want to find me on Facebook, I've got a writer's page that never gets updated. just because I don't have enough published to be that active on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't figure out how to tie it to my Twitter account. You don't want to see half the stuff I tweet about anyway.
That's how I feel like.
But you can find me on Alexander, at Alexander Potato on Facebook. I just updated my Twitter, so if you look up Alexander Potato on Twitter, there's a 12% chance you might find me. Otherwise, it's at Redbreard, REDBREARD. If you look up that, just about anywhere else, you'll find me.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually find two of my shorts on Amazon.
And they've been there for over a year now.
Yeah, hey, you've been up there for a year. So, actually, today, Facebook was like, hey, it was 5 years ago today that you were almost ready, you were about to go into university. I'm like, oh.
You're old.
Shit.
Oh, can I share something? I know we're ending.
Yeah, quickly.
So, 2 years ago, today was like the day that I was getting ready to go to my first conference ever, and in 2 weeks, I'm going to be going to Long Beach for a conference for my, like, fourth.
That's exciting.
But yeah, and it's going to be, I'm like starting with that one and ending with that one for my West Coast conferences, so it's pretty exciting.
Nice. I guess I forgot to mention that, oh my god, I'm a master's student. Somebody let me into graduate school. But if you want to find us, we're Podcast Lost in Space. Podcast Lost in Space.com. I don't remember what our Twitter handle is. I haven't said it in forever. I think it's Pliss Official. Yeah, it's at Pliss Official on Twitter. All the Twitter feed there does is post when articles post. But hey, it's a much easier way to find it. Like my article went up yesterday, and I was like, oh hey, I wrote something. I forgot about that.
That happens to me.
So that's up.
Alyssa's
pictures for next week. Sunny wants to kill both of us.
Yes.
But thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
Hold on.